The next patient is Barbara Widener, W-I-D, like in Delta, E, like in Echo, N, like in November, E, like in Echo, R, like in Roger, Widener, Barbara. This is a clinical case of a 62-year-old white female that had a trauma in the left wrist that after the surgical intervention that was open reduction and internal fixation, the patient has a nerve compromise with the inability to move properly the third, fourth, and fifth finger of the left hand. The patient has been under a lot of pain and distress related to that. Was referred to a hand surgeon in Orlando who removed a plate, released the nerve, and has referred the patient to a rehab therapy. The patient is improving, the pain is less, the edema is less. However, during this process, she was found to have a diastolic blood pressure that was between 90 and 100. Went to the primary care physician, Dr. Tangunan. T-A-N-G-U-N-A-N. Ordered an ultrasound of the retroperitoneal area and a Doppler of the renal arteries. In the right kidney, the patient was found with a normal corticomedullary differentiation in a kidney that had a diameter of 10.6 and a cortical thickness of just 1 centimeter, period. The peak systolic velocity of the renal artery was 199 centimeters per second. With a spectral broadening, B-R-O-A-D-E-N-I-N-G, of the waveform at the renal ileum, suggesting greater than 50% stenosis of the right renal artery. The peak systolic velocity of the aorta was 70 cm per second. The ratio was 2.8. The resistive is R-E-S-I-S-T-I-V index was 0.66. The left kidney was with similar diameter, 10.5 centimeters, with a cortical thickness of 1.4, and the peak systolic velocity in the left renal artery 168 centimeters per second. I have to emphasize that the patient used to be a smoker. Also of note is that this patient, to physical examination, didn't have any bruit in the abdominal and the abdomen or in the ileal arteries, and the peripheral pulses were normal. But in the presence of the above findings, we have to consider renovascular hypertension. For that reason, we are going to order a aldosterone renin ratio, serum aldosterone and cortisol, as well as a thyroid profile. And before we do any other procedure to get to the bottom of the case. This hypertension is going to be treated with the administration of benazepril in combination with amlodipine 520, 5/20, one tablet per day. I gave a prescription for 2 tablets a day, but because I don't know whether or not the patient is going to respond to the therapy. Period. To the physical examination, the patient is slim with a BMI of just 21, normal peripheral pulses, and no edema whatsoever. For that reason, I did not give her any diuretics. Period. The patient works in the outdoors. Following number, she has a history of a cholesterol that is elevated. She was just placed on atorvastatin. We are going to reevaluate the case in about 6 weeks with the laboratory workup, and I gave the information for her to notify us with the blood pressure readings during the next 6 weeks.